Dossier on Demetrius. A document now gathering dust in a silent room.
Major Gregory Keene turns the next page of The Dossier on Demetrius.
I very nearly ignored the call from Eustace Manningly that took us down to Boulder's Lane near the docks that night. I'd left Colonel Fentress at the embankment and gone home for a few hours' sleep. Margaret Ridgway was waiting for me there. I was dog-tired, and it was the very devil of a temptation to let the phone ring. But there was too much doing. It could have been Fentress himself, so I lifted the receiver to hear...
Bowler's Lane runs off Cork Street. I'll be at the third lamppost from Brand Street in an hour. It's important. I'm onto something.
So there was no sleep for me that night, either. I had an hour to get hold of cuts and get down to Bowler's Lane. And in that hour, rather a lot happened down on the docks, where Demetrius was hiding on one of those 32 marked ships.
I thought you might be getting tired of your surroundings, Hady. How would you like to drive Yachty and me around the docks for a while?
Oh, anything to get out of this wretched cabin.
Good. We made rather significant use of Eustace Manningly. Would you like to hear about it?
Don't tell me I'm back in your favor again.
My dear girl, you've never really been out of it. We're meeting Gregory Keene in about an hour. Do you find that an intriguing prospect?
I find it more than intriguing.
I thought you would. Yachty made some unpleasant faces at Eustace Manningly, and would you believe it, the fellow consented to make an appointment with Keene not far from here.
You are going to kill Keene tonight?
Yes.
Why do you want me there?
Manningly's appointment with Keene is in a dark, dead-end alley near the river called Bowler's Lane. When Keene arrives, I want Manningly there so Keene will get out of his car. Fog's fairly thick tonight, but not thick enough for Manningly, Yachty and I to walk the distance without running a risk, so you're going to drive us. We'll use the black car, you know, the Bentley we've kept hidden in the warehouse.
You grow more charming every day. I'm being taken to this alley to see Keene shot down like a dog or fall with one of Yachty's knives in his back. Even I am finding it possible to think of you as Demetrius and not...
My dear Hady, you misjudge me. I wouldn't think of asking you to witness such a thing.
Then where will I be?
When you've dropped us in the alley, you'll take the Bentley out of Bowler's Lane and wait for us some distance away. I'll show you exactly where on the way.
And when Keene's dead, what then?
We collect the loot from Victoria Station tomorrow and sail with the tide tomorrow night. You know that perfectly well.
And if you fail?
I don't care if Keene brings 100 men. I shan't fail. The alley's overlooked on both sides by old deserted warehouses that run through to other alleys. We won't set foot in Bowler's Lane once you've let us out of the car. We've looked the ground over well. We know every inch of it. Now, I suggest you change. We haven't much time. Slacks might be a good idea, and wear that camel hair coat, of course. It's bitingly cold out in the fog.
How solicitous you are. You even tell me how to dress for an assassination.
Why not? I always like to think you do me credit, Hady. But there's one more thing.
Yes?
In case you forget where to wait for us and decide to park the Bentley too close to Bowler's Lane where Keene might catch sight of it, or feel like stretching your legs, Franz Raffel will wait in the car with you.
Then why don't you get Franz Raffel to drive you? Why take me at all?
Raffel doesn't drive. Come along.
Oh, there must be something I can do. I must think of something quickly. Somehow I must get word to Keene. There will never be another opportunity.
Everything ready, Yachty? You're sure the staple on that lamp post in Bowler's Lane is the proper height?
Yeah.
I want to be sure Keene gets out of his car. Must look right. Now, wait here. I'll be with Manningly for the next few minutes, and then we'll all go over to the warehouse to the car. Ah, Manningly. Not too uncomfortable, I hope? We have to take these precautions, my dear fellow. I'm sure you know enough about this sort of thing to understand.
If this doesn't come off, Demetrius, Keene will know what I've done.
In 30 minutes, Gregory Keene will be dead, so I shouldn't worry about that. Just carry out your instructions. Now, in a few minutes, you'll be released and taken to a car. You'll be driven to the place of your appointment with Keane. You'll wait there, under the lamppost, as you told Keane on the telephone. Yachty Blum and I will be close by. One false move will cost you your life, do you understand that?
Yes.
And we don't want any trouble with you in the car on the way to Bowler's Lane. And that's all. Yacht will be here presently. I'll leave you to reflect on the virtues of prudence. It really pays manly, even to an informer.
Take it quietly, Cutts. We've 20 minutes to get to the docks, and I don't want to arrive early and have to hang about.
How did Manley sound on the phone, sir?
Oh, damned odd.
You know what we could be walking into, I suppose, sir?
Yes, I've considered that possibility. If Manley is not there waiting for us, it'll look as though we might be heading into an ambush. But Manley knows it's more than his life's worth to give me a phone message that'd make me a sitting bird.
What if it would have cost him his life not to, Major?
Well, if the message wasn't genuine, then Manley won't be standing under the third street lamp from the corner of Brand Street and Boulder's Lane, will he?
I don't suppose so, sir.
Let's worry about it after we've seen how the land lies. Oh, and in case we run into some action, hand over young Luger there and give it a check. How do you want it? One up the spout, catch on safe?
You can spit on the first one if you like, Major. Makes them fly straighter.
Not in the commandos now, you fathead. Oh, turn round here to the left. We'll cut off a bit.
If Raffles going to be in the car with me, there won't be any way I can possibly warn Keane. Oh, what should I do? If there was any chance of Keane escaping, perhaps I could. Yes. It's a million to one chance, but it's better than just doing nothing. Where's my pen? If what I suspect about Eustace Menonly is right, and if Keane does escape, any scrap of paper will do. Major Keane, the load is at Victoria Station, and Demetrius
wait,
is...
Wait, hurry, I'll see if Hayden is ready. Keep an eye on Manley.
Oh, I can't finish it.
Are you ready, Hayden?
Yes.
Well, come along. Stay with me as we cross the docks. Werfel's gone ahead to see that the coast is clear. This little outing should be quite refreshing for you, Hayden. I do hope Manley enjoys it.
This fog, I'll have to drive at 5 miles an hour if I can't use the fog lamps.
The less light we show, the better, Hayden. Get the main doors open, Yachty. We don't want to stand about in this infernal warehouse all night. That will give him a hand.
Yeah, Demetrius.
How do you want us to sit in the car?
I'll be in the front with you. Manley will be in the back between Yachty and Vaffo.
I get in now.
You'll get in when you're told.
Look, this tire. Isn't it a bit flat?
Which one? Give me the torch.
Manley.
What?
Turn through me quickly. Here. Your top pocket.
What is it?
Shh.
The tire's perfectly all right, Hedy.
No, it must have been the way the light fell on it.
All right. Hedy, get in and start up. I'll show you the way as we go. And remember, keep your lights down and stay close to the curb. We're lucky to have this fog. All right. Yacht in, Manley out. Vertel, into the front of the Hayday. Now drive out of the alleys as quickly as you like, Hayday, and wait when I showed you. Ten minutes before Keane's supposed to arrive. Bowler's Lane, the third lamppost from the corner. Well, Manley, are you ready to keep your appointment with MI5?
But what are you looking like that for?
Informers are always people worth looking at, Manley. Don't worry. When Keane arrives, I'm sure he'll play your part flawlessly. Yachty will see to that, won't you, Yachty? All right. Take him into the shadow.
No! 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 No!
First lamppost in Boulder's Lane. Second post. Third post. Oh, there he is, Cuts.
Do we stop, Major?
No, drive straight past and turn back. Looks like a dead end, but I think it'll turn. Well, see anything but Manningly?
Not a thing.
Yes, the lane seems to be clear. Don't like those warehouses on either side much. That's Manningly leaning against the post all right. This seems to be fair enough. Pull up opposite. I'll cross the street to him.
Want me to cover you from the car, sir?
No, Cuts. Go along a bit and come up behind him. Manningly? Well, come on, man. Speak up. You're not asleep, are you? Manningly. What's the matter with you? Love of mercy.
Manager, look out! Down the ground! Get behind you!
I told you Cuts had a sixth sense. Eustace Manningly was dead as a man could be, strung up by a staple to the third lamppost in Bowler's Lane, so that his feet just stood flat on the ground. It had been with a Demetrius a duel under cover. Now it was a duel in the open. And if I'd never owed Tom Cuts anything before, that night I owed him all there was.
What is the outcome of the ambush in Bowler's Lane? Listen for the next suspenseful chapter of Dossier on Demetrius.